Welcome back to Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting a person's health. We've been talking about holistic health care. Today, we've been actually talking about the digestive process and how it influences a person's health puzzle, how important that it is. We've been talking about how digestion occurs and the factors that influence that. Now, we've been talking about calcium as an example, the need for calcium in osteoporosis. So we're going to continue our discussion with this. First, you know, we're going to talk right now about vitamin D and its role in the digestive process and calcium in osteoporosis. Now, vitamin D, you know, is essential to absorb calcium. You can't absorb calcium without sufficient vitamin D. Now, most people here in Utah need to supplement with vitamin D because we just don't get enough sun exposure to the body that is needed to be able to help the body make the vitamin D so that we can make the vitamin D so that we can absorb calcium. There was a study that was noted in the Solid Tribune back in November of 2009. It was a study done by Intermountain Healthcare where they found that two-thirds of the people in Utah were vitamin D deficient. So this is a really common problem here in Utah. Because of that, they found that it left people here in Utah being predisposed or more susceptible to having depression and diabetes and heart disease and actually early death. That's what their conclusions were. Now, this doesn't even take into account for all the conditions that are affected by low levels of calcium that can't be absorbed without taking vitamin D into account. Now, I'm also going to talk about muscle cramps at this point because I'm talking about calcium and the ability to absorb calcium. Muscle cramps, there's a relationship with calcium because a calcium deficiency can cause muscle cramps. Now, calcium is what is called a macronutrient that the body needs because it's so widely used in the body. Not only is it found in the bones, but calcium is used in many other functions like the muscle, okay, for muscle contraction. Now, to produce a muscle contraction, muscles need calcium. Now, when deficient, muscle cramps then will occur. Now, muscle cramps can be caused by a number of other different reasons, but calcium is definitely a very important factor. Now, many things can contribute to calcium utilization and absorption. Now, one of those important factors is hydrochloric acid. Now, hydrochloric acid is secreted in the stomach during digestion to begin the breakdown of dietary protein. Now, hydrochloric acid is needed for the absorption of the calcium in the duodenum, which is the first part of the small intestine. Now, the duodenum is where calcium is actually absorbed from food into the body through the intestinal wall into the bloodstream. Now, stress has a negative effect on hydrochloric acid production in the stomach and on normal digestion behavior of the body. Therefore, it has a negative effect on calcium absorption. So there you have it. Stress has a factor that decreases the absorption of calcium. Because of emotional stress, it decreases the hydrochloric acid production in the body, which results that calcium is not being absorbed, which contributes to what? Osteoporosis and muscle cramps. Now, there's a functional test called the tissue mineral assessment test. It challenges the functional stores of calcium in the tissues of the body by causing an involuntary contraction of the muscle to occur by placing a blood pressure cuff on the muscle of the calf and then pumping it up. Now, optimally, the blood pressure cuff should be able to be pumped up to 220 millimeters of mercury without creating this involuntary muscle contraction or what is referred to as cramping of the muscle. Since a number of things can cause the muscle cramping to occur, another test can immediately be done following that to find out what is the actual nutrient that needs to be given to the body so that the muscle cramping doesn't cramp prematurely. Now, this test is called the neurolingual testing, where when you place the nutrient or the nutrients on the tongue, that increases the amount of pressure being applied to the calf before it goes into a cramp, then you know which nutrient or the nutrients that are needed to solve the muscle cramping problem, which is often related to calcium in some form. So just by placing calcium on the tongue in a form that is fully absorbable could be what allows the raising of the pressure on the calf muscle before cramping occurs. Now, if it doesn't work, other things need to be checked. like calcium with magnesium, or calcium, magnesium, and potassium, or just potassium, or even multiple minerals. Now, if these don't work, it could be other cofactors like hydrochloric acid or even multiple minerals. And if these don't work, then it could be other cofactors like the omega-3 fish oils or black currant seed oil or essential fatty acids. But there can be other factors also like hormones or vitamin D or just even water. Now, there's one man who had the tissue mineral assessment test done. Now, he was a big guy. 6'3", took calcium and magnesium supplements on a regular basis, and then worked out regularly. Now, when the blood pressure cuff was put on and pumped up, he was squealing in pain at 140 millimeters of mercury instead of the 220. And testing him with the calcium and a lot of other minerals, which had no effect on bringing up the level of pressure to the cuff before the muscle would start cramping, another nutrient was tested, and that happened to be the stomach acids, which is the hydrochloric acid. When that occurred, he was able to tolerate having the blood pressure cuff go up to 260 millimeters of mercury, and he still had no muscle cramping. Remember, hydrochloric acid is needed for calcium absorption. So this is a functional test. He did have some mild symptoms of a little gas and bloating when he ate some foods, but it really wasn't a big problem for him. This all goes to show that by just providing the right nutrient or cofactor, it makes the difference in a person's mineral balance, as in calcium and osteoporosis and muscle cramps. Stomach hydrochloric acid is just one of those factors that is important to look at. This is all about digestion and assimilation.
Hormone imbalance can also contribute to osteoporosis. Men and women who have osteoporosis need to look at estrogen, progesterone, as well as testosterone levels. All of these hormones, when low, are factors causing osteoporosis. A person needs essential fatty acids to make these hormones. If a person isn't eating enough good fats in their diet, or they're not absorbing fat with the essential fatty acids, they will be deficient in these hormones. Zinc, which needs sufficient hydrochloric acid to be absorbed, is also needed to make testosterone, which brings us back to the importance of having the proper factors of digestion. For a person to have sufficient essential fatty acid absorption, a person needs to have a healthy gallbladder, which is storing the bile that the liver is making and then is able to release it in large portions after a meal, which contains fat. If a person has a gallbladder insufficiency because of a malfunctioning gallbladder from the gallstones, or a diseased gallbladder, they may not be able to absorb the essential fatty acids. The bile emulsifies fat like fish soup does through a greasy pan. The emulsified fat is then able to be digested by the digestive enzymes that comes from the pancreas. For a person that has had their gallbladder removed, they automatically have difficulty digesting and absorbing fats, so the body may become deficient not only in the essential fatty acids, but also in the fat-soluble vitamins of A, D, E, and K. The bile produced by the liver can only trickle down into the small intestine, and it will do it constantly, so when you need the bile to be in a bigger amount to digest the meal that contains fat, the bile will only trickle down. Without the essential fatty acids, the building blocks needed to make hormones like cortisol, testosterone, estrogen, and progesterone will be limited. Vitamin D absorption will also be limited. Both of these shortages contribute to osteoporosis.
The digestive enzymes from the pancreas need hydrochloric acid from the stomach to stimulate pancreatic enzyme secretion. And emotional stress and aging decreases a person's ability to make stomach acid. These are all interconnected. They are influenced and are dependent on other things to be able to do its job. You know, bile is needed to absorb essential fatty acids to make hormones. It's also needed to absorb the fat-soluble vitamins to make hormones that are needed to combat osteoporosis, as well as the absorption of vitamin D that is needed to absorb calcium. Stress is another factor in all of this. Now, allergies can also be involved with calcium absorption. Remember that an allergy is the immune system overreacting to something. Severe forms of allergies are found to be associated with celiac and Crohn's disease that damage the intestines. By definition, celiac and Crohn's disease are autoimmune diseases where the immune system is overreacting to the body's own tissues and fluids. They are allergic to themselves. And with these diseases, allergies are involved, which causes inflammation that damages the intestines, which results in malabsorption of nutrients. When I think of this, I remember the story told by Lance Richardson in his book, The Message. He tells his own story where he developed Crohn's disease that resulted in the development of a major problem with the body not being able to absorb nutrients that led to osteoporosis. The osteoporosis was so severe that when he had a minor fall, he fractured his hip. Now, the malabsorption also destroyed his immune system, so his body couldn't fight off infections. It's interesting in that this condition began after an injury to his lower back after weightlifting that resulted in several surgeries. He was healthy. In high school, he was an All-American football player.
We are going to take a break, and we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We are also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
You're listening to Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.